Streets man thumbing through the paper. Lady Di is expecting again. Yeah, that thing's gonna be dropping another one before too long. And it says here that she's heaving her guts every day. Did you read this in here? Yeah, it says, quoting Lady Di in the Post, "I have not felt well since day one." Apparently every morning is a brutal morning around Buckingham Palace. I wonder what's happening this morning. Can you imagine that? Because, you know, what I've been reading, she's not really in the best of spirits normally, even when she's not heaving her guts. When she's heaving her guts every day, I imagine their marital problems are compounded. I wonder what it must be like to be in their bedroom this morning at Buckingham Palace.
Lady Di, let me hold your head over the bowl here. Come along, Lady Di, lie down. There you are, there's a girl. Now just lie down here, we fluff up your pillows. Oh, Charles, it's awful. I shall never have another child as long as I live, Charles. Never. Every day I'm spewing my hot cross buns. I feel most uncomfortable. I'm sorry, Lady Di, but you'll have to. Just grin and bear it, because you know it's your duty as my wife to have children for me. No, Charles, it isn't. It isn't my duty. And if you think for one minute, oh, Lady Di, that was my good smoking jacket. Well, it's just too bad, Charles. It's just too bad. Lady Di, maybe a little habit to give would make you feel a little better. No. No, that's what got us in this mess in the first place. No!
You seem to have thrown up on the hydraulics, Lady Di.
Put them away! I don't want to look! I don't want to see them ever again! Do you hear me? Not ever again! I shall never put up with this kind of situation! Ever! Well, Lady Di, you know, we could, I suppose, discreetly, mind you, since it's against every custom, use some sort of birth control. Why, Charles, I didn't think you'd ever agree. But actually, I don't know much about it, Lady Di, as no one in the royal family has ever opted for birth control, but I've heard there are things one can do. Well, Charles, I was going to go about it surreptitiously, but it is much nicer that you agree. And perhaps we should get used to using it now, so that when the time comes, we'll be accustomed to its use. Look at this, Charles.
Why, Lady Di, it looks like a miniature trampoline.
It's a diaphragm, Charles. And I think we should try Habadookie with it. So we're quite familiar with its operation.
All right, Lady Di. I guess we have to.
What do we do? Well, Charles, the lubricating jelly is in the bathroom.
All right, then. Quick as a pop, I'll go get it.
What's taking so long, Charles? Hang on a second, Lady Di. I've about got it wedged in. If you're
looking for... They say it could rain on and off.